do anything to it to get it ready for sale?
Pasteurize it.
Okay. And how do you pasteurize it?
Heat it.
Do you pour it? When you pour it, do you do anything to it after you heat it? When you're pouring it into the bottle?
Just sterilize the bottles, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. If you were cooking up some beans and you wanted to get all the water off the beans, you would. That's not a very good example. If you had a pond and you were trying to skim the stuff off the pond, what would you be doing? You'd be. This one I think I can have. Could you. Number 18, could you say that word? Okay, see, I couldn't come up with an example for that, sorry. Alright. What are the different things you'd call. You know that bubbly water that you can buy from at baseball games or
soda pop.
Okay. Are there any other names you call the soda pop?
I don't know many.
Okay. I know when my great grandfather came to Utah, he would make liquor in his backyard. Do you know what this liquor could be called?
No.
All right. Not the sun, but the
moonshine.
Okay. See, good Mormons don't know his works. When your wife made dinner, she might put a lot of things in a dish and put it in the oven. You know, she put potatoes and meats and carrots and stuff. Do you know what those are called?
Casserole.
Okay. And another thing I could have said is if anybody gets hurt in an LDS community, what does everyone bring over to their house? I think they say casseroles. Are there other names for casseroles? When you went out in the backyard, you put the coals if you want to cook outside, what do you call it?
Barbecue.
Okay. Are there other names for barbecuing that you might have used?
I can't think of any.
Mm-hmm. I just, right before I came here, I stopped at a diner, and they asked me if I wanted some liquid that's black, that Mormons don't drink. Okay. And little, their coffee is, little pastries. There's a pastry called coffee